Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, November the 27th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a powerful show scheduled for you. The kingdom of God is here. Brothers and sisters, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center officially starts January of 2009, but I can't wait. As you already know, we've already been rocking and rolling. The kingdom is establishing dominion. Brothers and sisters, there's a king. This king has a kingdom, and this kingdom has keys. As someone who was a disciple of the great, late Dr. Miles Monroe, I was personally trained by and set under his teachings. I had nothing to do with Bahama Faith Ministries or now Monroe Global or any of Dr. Monroe's teachings or ministry. I'm here to transcend what Dr. Monroe started. I'm not here to regurgitate nothing that Dr. Monroe said. No disrespect to Dr. Monroe. Again, one of the greatest minds, the man that had the greatest impact on my life. However, cosmology is theology. It is the ability to understand, brothers and sisters, that it is time for you to exercise dominion. Now, Dr. Miles Monroe did something that was otherworldly. I do not know, after having the opportunity to personally sit under and get taught and trained by Dr. Monroe just through leadership classes. Again, I was not involved with his ministry, nor was I a part of his leadership or anything of that. All I did was he came to the church that I was at, and he taught us leadership classes. That was it. But that was enough to have a profound impact on me, and that started, and that's the foundation of everything that I do, the kingdom. I don't teach law or prophets. I teach the kingdom, and that's biblical. What Jesus did is otherworldly. Preachers don't most preachers don't even have a clue as to that the Bible is a book about a king, and this king has a kingdom, and this kingdom has some keys. This has nothing to do. The gospel is about the kingdom. The gospel is not about religion. I don't do religion. I hate and despise religion, because religion teaches you to rely upon systems outside of the self when the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. Dr. Morozno taught me that, and again, I'm here to transcend what he started. What Dr. Morozno started was he talked about the king, and he established the fact that the Bible is a book about a king, and this king has a kingdom, and this kingdom is ruled by keys, and the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center uses and has amplified those keys that I call principles. And the primary key is the millionaire circle. It is the cosmology. It's what Ezekiel talked about, the wheel in the middle of the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Now, what Dr. Morozno did, brothers and sisters, he took the Pentateuch, which is the first five books. That's the law. And then from Joshua to Malachi, is those are all prophets. And Jesus did away with that. I didn't. He did. He said he came to fulfill the law. King David is the key, because Yahushua is from the lineage of King David. And King David is where I found out all the laws and the keys of kingdom living. If you understand the kings, and there was a lot of kings, but there was no king that was greater than King David and King David's son. Now, King David's son, Solomon, the soul of the man, was the king of wisdom. And he established his cosmology that replaced your theology. But unfortunately, you still have the law and the prophets. When Yahushua came and he did away with the law and the prophets, he said it, not me. He talked about this in the Mount of Transfiguration. Notice the two people that appeared with him at the Mount. If you look at the scriptures, the transfiguration is not about the transfiguration. The transfiguration is about a transference of power. He transferred the power, and I received it. And now I'm establishing the kingdom of God on earth. I haven't found the church yet that understands what I'm talking about. Dr. Morozno used to have the same thing. When I used to sit and talk to Dr. Morozno, Tony Nelson, and Virgil Beard, those were the three greatest men I ever met in my life. So Dr. Morozno, Tony Nelson, and Virgil Beard used to come to the church that I was at, and they would give classes. None of these brothers was from the States. And when Dr. Morozno would sit down and he would weep, because he was ostracized because he did the same thing that Jesus did. And when Jesus asked them, which of these works do you want to stone me? And they said, it's not because of your works that we want to stone you. We want to kill you. We want to put our hands on your neck. It's because you being a man equate yourself to God. Now, I've been saying that. Dr. Morozno said it. Negroes can't. They don't understand it. It baffles my mind. So I don't play church any longer. Now I'm establishing my own. And it's a universal, global Kingdom Millionaires Training Center that's made up of and spans the globe. I got clients from all over the place. This last month, my business has tripled because I'm speaking kingdom, not religion. Religion is dead, and it's taught by dead men who got a dead book. If you do not understand cosmology, cosmology is theology. It is the transferring. So when we understand that what it talks about in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 21, when you see the man with the pitcher of water, go into the city, follow him. That's the current age that we're in. That's cosmology. Now, I spent the entire last series breaking down and proving to every Negro on the planet. If you read Job 9:9, and if you read Job 38, it's in your Bible, brother. It is in your Bible. It's the Mother Ruth. And Jesus taught it, and I declared it, and I decreed it. And we'll continue to declare it and decree it. Because why? If you watch my message that I taught on Sunday morning at Fountain of Living Water, And every time I teach, the pastor tells me the same thing. He takes notes and he says, hey, brother, I got to go study. None of this stuff, everything he's telling me is Greek. He sits there and I watch his leg twitch because he's nervous. He don't know what I'm going to say. And I overstand. And it's very difficult because what I teach is not taught in church. At least I've never heard it. What Dr. Maserow taught, that's why he was over in the Bahamas in Bahama Faith Ministries. That's why he's not on the planned net anymore. Because it's to understand, brothers and sisters, what did Dr. Maserow teach? He taught that the kingdom of God is here. Now, I don't know if you understand a book that's not. Now, we're going to get into to this. This is just, you know, this is class 13 of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. There's like 300 classes. We're just on class 13. Well, I'm teaching kingdom principles. I'm going to talk about it and establish the king. See, most people don't even know the king. So how can you be a part of the kingdom and you don't even know the king? Most people don't even know kingdom. What are kingdom principles and kingdom rules? That are kingdom. The king, brothers and sisters, Jesus talks about something that's established that's extremely important. Jesus says, I am. Now, he makes seven profound I am statements. But there's something in what you said when he says, I am the way. Then he says, I am the truth. Then he says, I am the life. That's in your Bible. Now, those three are the king, the kingdom, and the keys. John 14, 16. Now, there's a lot of people who teach in a lot of ways because they don't understand. As I've been saying, Jesus is his name that they gave us in English. That's not his name in the Hebrew or Aramaic and none of the other languages. But since we speak English, nothing wrong with saying his name is Jesus. But let's not get confused. That's a watered-down version of the original. English is a watered-down language. English is a backwards language. English is Enochian. English is the language of bent-like beings. English is the language of fallen light. English is English. It's the English. It's angles. It's angels. It's the fallen angels. English, English, angles, sacred geometry. Now, that's another study for another time. We're not talking about the language because Lucien Farr is the god of language, as I've already did a 12-hour series on language, the god of war. But Jesus usurped all of that. Jesus said in Matthew and John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way. That's the king, or the keys, I should say. In other words, there's always a way. Number one, in the kingdom, there's always a way. I don't do problems. When I was preaching on Sunday, there's a church full of people that had problems. And I told all them Negroes, you ain't got no problems. They all just looked at me, glossy-eyed. Their eyes just kind of glazed over. Because without systems in place to destroy problems, the problems are powerful, more powerful than your program, than your process, than your procedure, than your principles, than your purpose. And where purpose is not known, problems exist. Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, is the purpose giver. Jesus is the way. The way is the key. Number one, the keys. The keys unlock doors that destroy problems. If you don't got the key, if you ain't got the keys, then your problems exist. Now, as I said on the message that I taught on Sunday, that was entitled Dunamis Exousia, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And it says in the book of John, I said that you are gods. Then I read Psalms 82:6, it says you are gods. So I don't know about you, I'm a god because God told me I'm a god. Now, God said I'm made in his image and his likeness. God is not a body. He has a body. The word became flesh and it dwelt in a body. But the word, according to my Bible, says God is spirit. I cannot find a scripture. If you can find it, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I cannot find a scripture that says this, God is body. If you can find it, email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I can't find it. I can only find a scripture that says God is spirit. Therefore, I'm spirit. Now, just like water can change its molecular structure, if you cool it down, it becomes solid. We call it ice. If you cool me down, if you piss me off, I'm going to come solid. And then I'm going to try to remove your head from your body. However, if you say something positive to me, if you uplift me, if you inspire me, my liquid is going to turn into steam. It's going to turn into gas. It's going to turn into spirit like water. You can exist in three states, brother. You can be liquid. You can be solid, or you can be gas. The way, the truth, and the life, Zoe life, which was the last system I had, which was the life management system, and I was teaching people these principles, trying to get you ready for the kingdom, because the kingdom is already here. There's niggas walking around, they're still waiting for the kingdom to come. Brother, sister, let me be the bearer of good news. The kingdom is already here now. That's what Jesus said. So Jesus answered him, and he said, I am the way. So number one, the key to the kingdom is, excuse me, there is a way. There's always a way. I've been rich. I mean, I've been young. Now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. No, I see begging bread. Number two, the truth. In the kingdom, the king is the truth. Now, the king does not create truth. The king is truth. So in order to find the truth, you need to have the king. If you got the wrong king, you got the wrong truth. So not only does the kingdom gives you the key so that way you can solve any problem, the kingdom gives you the truth. He doesn't give you King James version of it. He gives you the truth, which is aletheia. Aletheia in the Greek, which means willingness, which means to have something called consideration. Now, another study for another time. Most people don't have that. They don't have consideration. It's either my way or the highway. I can talk to any man. I don't care if he's an atheist, if he's a Muslim. If he's a, you notice that there's no denominations in the Bible? I cannot find them. Jesus did not come to establish denominations. Jesus came to destroy tradition with dominion. That's what I'm doing. I don't teach tradition. I teach dominion. I teach people. The kingdom is not no damn building. It's people. I build people so that they can be a cistern that can hold water. Fountains of living water. You are a cistern that holds water. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach, another Numan? So your body must be built so that you can contain and you can house the Shekinah glory of God. You must become a single standing column of waveform energy that we just talked about in the last series. And it is my prayer that you are on that series, because if you do not understand what's happening right now with the CMEs, with the corneal mass ejections, we call them solar flares, and that the sunlight is now producing something called coherent light. Dunamis is a Greek word that gives us the English word power. The word dunamis means innate. The word dunamis means inherent. Now, the king did seven things for me. Now, if you don't understand that as a king's kid, you have these seven things. But if you don't know that you are the offspring of the king, then you do not understand the last piece of the puzzle, the life. Now, remember, the kingdom, Millionaire's Training Center, is based upon kingdom principles that was established by the king himself. So I just didn't go out and just make this shitness up. Neither did Dr. Miles Monroe. We understand teleates. Again, perfection. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Hebrews 6:1. Let's go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let us go on where? Let us go on to perfection. That word perfection is teleates. That's why we got telomeres on your DNA. That's why you die, boo-boo. It got nothing to do with what you've been doing. It has to do with how you've been programmed. But Yahushua came and he brought a process that destroys their program. But without that process, you D-Y-E. But once you understand Yahushua's process, then you can D-I-E. Until then, happy D-Y-E-ing. Go to dictionary.com, type in the word D-Y-E. Look it up. It'll destroy your theology. People on this planet, it's a planet, and you are going to D-Y-E. Unless you become a part of the kingdom. And then it is counted under man once to D-I-E. But you can D-Y-E all day, every day. You see, brothers and sisters, number one, I am a partaker of Christ. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. There's very few people that are partakers. See, now, see, most people, they worship him, but they can't be like him. I am here to establish the kingdom mindset, number one. I am here to establish the kingdom language, number two. I am here to establish the kingdom lifestyle, number three, on this earth. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't dying and going to heaven. This is, I'm on heaven right now. I'm in eternity right now. Time doesn't exist. I'm outside of time. That's why I can talk for hours. And people say, like, yo, brother, you know, like, I've been talking right now for, what, 25 minutes? Seemed like two. See, if you understand purpose, where purpose is not known, time problems exist. I have no problems because I have the keys to the kingdom. You see, I have no issues with understanding truth because I have the King. He is the truth. I have no problem with living a great life. Every day I wake up, my toes are curled. I hit the ground running. When I have a bad day, 2 weeks ago, I was on my deathbed, sick as a dog. Went to the gym every day. My wife thought I was on drugs. She's like, boy, you need to sit down somewhere. You're running a fever of 100 and something, and you at the gym? Yeah, I ain't got time to be sick. You can do that later. I'm here to establish the kingdom mindset, number one. Number two, I'm here to establish the kingdom language. You're speaking the wrong language. That's why you're living in the wrong world. Your word establishes your world. You're walking around broke, busted, and disgusted. See, I don't do depression. Now, I used to. See, the enemy tried to take me out. That's why I don't play with the devil. You can play with depression if you want to. See, I have bipolar disorder. But my high highs, now I'm always high. I don't do the lows no more. So when I lose, I win. And when I win, I win. My low lows are highs now. My high highs are highs now. So therefore, I'm always high. No lows. You got to understand to take your problem and you monetize it. You maximize it. You turn your problem into your B-I-T-C-H. And until you do that, you're not a part of the kingdom. Because the kingdom, God gave you the key to solve every problem on earth. That's called dunamis. Look at the word dunamis. That gives the word power. See, when I speak, I have power. When Jesus spoke, he said that Jesus, when he started to teach, he said, hey, ain't that the carpenter's son? He said, yeah, that's him. Why does he speak as one who has exousia? The word exousia means authority. See, I got power and authority. Where did it come from, brother? It came from clarity. And where did my clarity come from? My clarity of my purpose gave me confidence. And my confidence is when I walk through the valley of shadow, I don't fear no evil. Because greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. I looked the devil in the eye already. And guess what? He's a fraud. He's false evidence appearing real. I don't do problems, man. I don't got time for people who do. See, the problem is most people, that what they do makes them worthy. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. You can't come before my king with your shizness. That dog don't hunt. See, I serve the King of the Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've been in the presence of the King. Most people worship. Very few people don't even understand what worship is. Worship has nothing to do with no freaking song. Ain't got to do with no freaking music. Ain't got to do with no pastor and no choir. Worship has to do with the heart of a man that is submitted to the will of the Father. That's worship. You see, brothers and sisters, it's time out for playing church. You see, either you got power and authority that comes from your clarity and your confidence, or Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? The devil gonna walk through you like butter. The first problem that shows up in your life, you have a flat tire on the freeway and it's the end of the world. That's why I don't do Joel Osteen Christians. Sorry, I just can't help you, bro. Is the worst thing that happened to you is a flat tire? Yeah, we can't talk. I'm here to establish the kingdom of God on earth. So number one that shows you are a kingdom kid, that you understand kingdom principles, is you got a kingdom mindset. Number two, you speak the kingdom language. In the King, there's a different language. It's called the language of light. I'm speaking light right now. My words, the interest of God's word unfolds light according to the book of Psalms. So if you're doing anything other than speaking light, the language of light, yeah, brother, man, we can't talk because you're speaking Hebrew and I'm speaking Greek. Are you speaking Greek and I'm speaking Aramaic? Them two don't, the twain shall never meet. See, it is the entrance of God's word that unfolds the light. It unfolds the light. It unfolds the DNA. The DNA is a crystal light matrix, contrary to popular belief. I've already did a 12-hour series that broke that down. That's why if you don't have science and spirituality, what's coming down the pipe, you're going to have a technique and technology. Guaranteed. If you do not have science and spirituality, see, I know a lot of spiritual Negroes, but they don't know nothing about cosmology. They don't know nothing about biology. They don't understand the course of living. Jesus says, I am the way. That's the key. Jesus also says, I am the truth. That's the king. But lastly, Jesus says, I am the life. That is the kingdom. There is a kingdom lifestyle that you must be living. It ain't got nothing to do with what you do. Negroes think that what they do makes them worthy or unworthy. I got people walking and say, well, Brother Will, you know, I feel bad, brother. Really? What's going on, brother? Well, you know, man, I watched some porno last night, brother, and, you know, Jesus doesn't love me no more, brother. Really? Oh, man, well, good luck with that, brother. What you do means nothing. Maybe did you read Romans 8:29? I'm the only one that read it. With my mind, I serve God. With my body, whatever. Now, I didn't write the book. I just read it. See, you were hung up. The church got y'all bound with freaking tradition and no dominion. See, I got dominion. If I got a money problem, guess what I do? I got systems in print. I'm a walking, talking ATM machine. Why? Because I used to be poor. I used to be broke. I used to be lost because I had freaking religion and I had a freaking gospel of the dead. I had the gospel of the law, of the Pentateuch, the Torah, and I have the gospel of the prophets from the book of Joshua through the book of Malachi. Them dogs don't hunt. Jesus said, everybody who came before me is a thief and a robber. Jesus said it, I didn't. So don't email me, man. If you got you still teaching Torah, God bless your soul. You still teaching the freaking the Pentateuch, took or whatever the hell they call it, that dog don't hunt no more. That's what happened on the Transfiguration. On the Mount of Olives, what happened? Why did Moses appear? Why did Elijah appear? Ask your preacher. They can't tell you. Who appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, and why did those two appear? How come nobody else appeared? And then what happened after 6 days? And then who did Jesus take? He took Peter, Petra, the rock. He took James and he took John, the three brothers. Why did he take them up on a high mountain? And then who appeared? It says Moses and Elijah appeared. Why did Moses and why did Elijah appear? Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. Those two. Jesus said he's done away with the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And then guess what happens? Guess what happens at the Mount of... Do y'all remember the church? Am I the only one who read the story? Do y'all remember what happened? In the Mount of Figuration, that transfiguration, it's not a transfiguration as in disappearance. It's a transference as in power. It was a change in cosmology, meaning it was a change in theology. God was saying, yeah, back then we needed the law, so Moses wrote five books. After that, God said that these Negroes want kings. They need a prophet to tell them what to do. Then there was a bunch of prophets and a bunch of kings. But God was trying to tell them the king is coming. But they kept saying, no, we want a king. So God gave them Saul. Remember? And what did Saul do? Saul, that was this dude named Goliath, and all of Saul's kingdom, Saul was surrounded by all of his enemies. Saul was a deadbeat. I mean, he was a good king. Let me digress. But remember, David used to come and play the harp, and it would soothe Saul's demons. That's in your Bible too. But Saul, remember, first five books of the Bible, that represents the law. Well, the New Testament says that we're no longer under law, we're under the grace. Now, all the rest of the Old Testament, that represents the prophets. Look at all of the Old Testament. You got Joshua, you got Jonah, you got Hezekiah, you got Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, you got Ezra. But then you got a book in there called Esther. That represents feminine power. And Esther was a queen. And guess what? In Esther, the book of Esther, we have a place for women in the kingdom. Women can lead because Esther was a queen. So, women, don't let no Negro tell you can't preach, or you can't teach, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. They might want to read the book of Esther. Who was Esther? What did Esther represent? See, God, see, David is the model of a king living, how you should live as a king. And you know, David, he had some, you know, he wasn't no, you know, choir boy. He did, you know, he did commit adultery. But guess what David was? David was a worshiper. Remember, Saul represented, King Saul represents the sword. David represents the song. Yahushua brought in a freaking new frequency. That's a new language. It is not based upon stone, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Niggas love to fight. The new kingdom is based upon love, brother. You slap me, I'm going to turn you the other cheek. Now, I ain't there yet, so don't try it. But I'm a work in progress. Because you show up at my house and punch me in the face, I'm going to punch you back. But catch me next week. Maybe God will be finished by then. I don't know. But right now, God's still working on me, brother. So, yeah. Another study for another time. You see, we got some faulty, we got some stinking thinking, and we got Negroes walking around here all broke, busted, and disgusted because they don't know how you feel is how you pray. Let me say that again. The Bible says pray without ceasing. See, when I figured this out, my whole world changed because now I do not allow myself to feel bad 1 second ever in life. Nobody can tell me nothing. I felt bad enough already. I will never, ever, ever allow anybody to make me feel. I control that. Thank you very much. My emotions are under my control, not yours or anybody else's. Nobody can make me. You can't shout me happy or teach me or preach me happy, and I don't think so. I'm just going to look at you a little funny. Now, you may have some good words and be dropping some major gnosis. However, there will be no emotional response. My children will tell me, will tell you, because my kids tell me all the time, Dad, you kind of like, you know, hello, is anybody there? I don't do high highs and low lows. Why? I used to be bipolar. I figured it out. See, you got a problem. Your most pressing problem is your most predominant or your most prosperous product. The reason I make a lot of money is because I monetize bipolar. See, people think mental illness is a gift. The more mental problems you got, the more money you got. Mental illness is the weight of your anointing pressing upon your brain. That's why you got mental illness. Mental illness is an indication of somebody that's a king. Let me say it again. Mental illness, because it's mental, it's in your brain. But the heart emits 5,000 times more power than the brain. So it's not about the brain. It's about what's coming from the gut that's amplified by the brain. It needs to be carried out by the head. And so the inability, somebody will make you feel, that's what they made me feel like. Now, it's not nobody's fault. Nobody knew. I just was bad when I was a little kid. But my brain, I just saw grandiose things. Everything was, we call it, the Bible calls it the gift of faith. Like, I really like honestly, like, as God is my witness, like, I don't see problems. I really, that's been my problem. My problem is, like, I was 5'5", 150 pounds trying to play football. I was getting smoked, and I got knocked down and got back up. Nobody told me. I tried to run high hurdles in high school. The hurdle was damn near taller than me. And I was out there clang, lang, lang, clang, lang, lang, clang, lang, lang, tearing my knee up. But nobody pulled me over and said, hey, brother, maybe you should run the hurdles. Maybe you should do it. Nobody told me that, so I kept doing it. See, I didn't have nobody in my life to tell me when they saw me making mistakes, Negroes just watched and laughed. I don't want them to do that to you. Nobody pulled me to the side and said, yo, brother, maybe you should not to have so many kids until you find a job. Or, now, my commander, and you know, Colonel, I'll never forget, Colonel Bennett, when I was getting ready to get out of the Marine Corps, he said, so you're going to do what? So you say, God told you to get out? I said, well, my pastor said that God told him. This is my colonel told me. Now, this is a guy that didn't even believe in God. He said, isn't God everywhere? Now, the reason I got out of the military, because my pastor told me at the time, brother, I believe God wants you here in San Antonio. Why? What he was saying is, brother, I believe that we need your tithes here in this church. That's what he was saying. But I was younger, and I was dumber, and I was stupider than I am now. And I said, yes, sir. And I went back, and I got out of the military. And what happened? They freaking destroyed my family. I couldn't recover, man. I had no plan. Wife and five kids, and I just got out of the military. The stupidest thing I ever did in my life. If that was a man of God, that would have been a man of God, he would know what he'd have told me. Man, you stay your black behind in the military until you figure out a system. Then you might want to consider getting out. And it's really interesting that as I look back, the counsel I was getting was from people who was retired military. But they were telling me, well, brother, we believe God wants you to stay here in San Antonio. He has a ministry for you, brother, right here. Now, in their defense, Nobody said Willie Rogers get out the military. That's not what they said. They just said, we just believe God. You know me, grandiose. What am I saying? Think for yourself. Don't allow nobody to make you feel, because what you feel is real. You bring about what you feel about. Just like Job said, the thing that I feel the most has come up on me. The way that you pray is by how you feel, not by how you think. So you walking around and you feeling bad all day because you ain't got no money, you are in trouble. If you walk around feeling bad because the doctor told you you got 3 months to live and you ain't got no program by which to heal yourself, you are in deeper trouble. If you walk around because the Reverend Dr. Bishop says you're going to die and go to hell if you don't do this, and you believe him and you feel bad because you're still doing it. I know a guy right now, one of my class, he say, well, man, brother, I'm single and, you know, I'm sleeping around, brother, and, you know, fornication. And I was like, really? I said, yes, sir, man. And I told him, how does that make you feel? Well, I feel like shiznit. Yeah, no wonder. You ain't got no money, right? No, brother, ain't got no money. Dumb as a box of rocks. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? You bring about what you feel about. So what am I saying? I'm just saying what you feel should be based upon what you think, not what you do. Because as a man think it in his heart, so is he. Now, let's not forget, because people tell me all the time, all the preachers out there, I know what y'all are thinking. Well, brother, the scripture says, you know, faith without works is dead, my brother. You ever look the word up, works, man? You look it up? I looked it up. It means ergon. You know what ergon means in the Greek? It means a brain that is immersed in purpose and got shizness to do with no physical activity, because God ain't physical. God is spiritual. He expresses himself in this 3D reality that we call physical. Jesus came teaching spirituality or mentality, metaphysics. Same thing I do. He did not come teaching no freaking physical shizness. How do I know? Let's go to the Bible. Matthew chapter 17. This is kingdom teaching. This is kingdom principles. See, in the kingdom, brothers, and in the kingdom, sisters, there is a cosmology that has replaced your theology. There's a transference of power that we call a transfiguration. So Matthew 17 in the New Living Translation, it says, Matthew 17, verse 1, after 6 days, why 6 days? Woo-wee, after 6 days, that's another study for another time. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and he led them up on a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, S-U-N, ding, 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 cosmology, and his clothes became as white as the light. There we go again, light, cosmology, that's false, photons, electrons, neutrons. Verse 3, 17:3. Just then there appeared before them Moses, who wrote the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch. Moses represents the law. So what he said, the law stood before him. After the law, Elijah. Elijah was a prophet. He represents the book of Joshua through the book of Malachi. That's all the Old Testament. So all of the Old Testament stood before the New Testament. That's what happened on the mountain. And the New Testament, the New Testimony said to the Old Testimony, this is Jesus talking. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Verse 4. Now, brothers and sisters, no disrespect to nobody. That's what every Negro I know is doing right now. Notice what Peter, the rock, said. He said, man, This is what's going on. It's so awesome. Let's build a tradition. Let's establish a denomination. Let's establish a denomination for three shelters. I should read this in the King James, man. It really messes up theology. He built three cisterns. Now, remember, a cistern in the book of Jeremiah is something that holds water, that holds your what you believe. In other words, your belief system. So Peter told Jesus, man, this is so awesome up here on this mountain. Jesus, we should establish, you know, the Baptist church. We should establish the Methodist, and we should establish the Lutheran church. We should establish religion. This is what now Peter's telling Jesus. Jesus, this is so good. Let's start a religion. Let's go start a church, Jesus. Let's do three churches, man. We bring in no money. A bright cloud covered them, and a voice a frequency, a wave, a vibration came from the clouds. That's cosmology. So the voice, the frequency, a wave came from the clouds. The clouds represents cosmology. And it said, cosmology is overriding theology. How many Reverend Dr. Bishop, you know that know that most people can't even spell cosmology? With no disrespect, you know, I couldn't spell it either. So I studied to show myself approved. Now, I don't teach law. I don't teach prophet. I teach kingdom. Why? That's what Yahushua did. He's the king that established the kingdom. That's based upon the keys. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, that's what we're establishing. We're establishing the way, the truth, and the life. We're establishing the kingdom mindset. We're establishing the kingdom language, and we're establishing the kingdom lifestyle. If you're a member of the kingdom lifestyle, I would not allow nobody to be in that organization that does not oscillate and vibrate in dunamis power. Remember, dunamis represents power. Exousia represents authority. Power and authority, but where do we get it from? We get it from clarity and confidence. And where do we get our clarity and confidence from? From our purpose. Where do we get our purpose from? From the king, because he's the person. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, I understand, but see, the kingdom message is a problem because Jesus had the same problem. Nobody liked what Jesus was preaching. That's why we got the gospel. We done got the kingdom. Verse 5, while he was yet speaking, God was like, shut up, dude. So God told Peter, shut up. Because the voice said, hey, this is my son who I am well pleased or who I love. While he was speaking, with him, I am well pleased. Listen to him. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, is one of the most, if not the most, powerful scripture for kingdom authority. Matthew talks about this because Jesus says that everything was dependent upon the law and the prophets. That's what it talks about when we look at Matthew chapter 22, verse 40, when it says all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. The entire law depends and the entire prophets are based on these two commandments. What two commandments? That goes back to Matthew 22, verse 38 and 39. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, like Yahushua's gospel, which is the kingdom, is based upon these two. Matthew 22, 38. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Verse 39. The second is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire gospel can be summed up when Jesus declared, love the Lord your God. When they asked him, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, Jesus declared unto them, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might or with all your mind. He said it again. Then he said, the second is like the first, love your neighbor as yourself. That's the kingdom. That's what Jesus taught. So everything else that you've been talking about, everything else that everybody's talking about, waste of time. Why? It doesn't pay your light bill. What is the language of the kingdom? The language of light. What is the language of light? The language of love. That's what I teach. Kingdom mindset, kingdom language, kingdom life. The way, the truth, the life. The king. How did he establish it? At the Mount of Olives. What do you mean by establishing at the Mount of Olives? Let's go back to what the transferring of power. So the power transferred from the law, then it transferred to the prophets. Then the power transferred from the prophets, then it transferred from the prophets over to the king. Now we don't have law, we don't have prophets, we have the king. Because the law was given to tell us about the king, the prophets told us that the king was coming, and the New Testament, or the king, Yahushua, is here. So now we need to establish a frequency that's exactly the same, according to Philippians 2:5, as the king. Now, there's a scripture in the book of that I really, really love. That's a little bit off topic, but it's going to what I'm going to be discussing all of 2019. This is found in the Gospel of Thomas. So in the Gospel of Thomas, it talks about something that is just like mind-blowing. The Gospel of Thomas explains or breaks down that the two have to become one. And then it tells us if the two don't become one, something happens. Now, we're going to get right back to the transference of the power that took place at the Transfiguration. But I need you to understand something that's extremely powerful. Now, very few people talk about the Gospel of Thomas because it's not a part of the canon, or what we call the canonized books. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have reference or it doesn't have meaning just because it's not in what we call, the canonized Bible. So if we really, really look at what it's talking about inside of the canon and then the books that's not inside the canon, they both are pretty much saying the same thing, or they both have the potential to say the same thing. Some books were taken out and certain books were left in. The books that were taken out were taken out for a reason, and then the books that was left in were left in for a reason. That all happened at the Council of Nicaea. But what we have to understand is in the Gospel of Thomas, it talks about and it's establishing this kingdom this king that has this kingdom. And so it talks about this and it says that the two that are afar off, and this is mentioned inside of the Bible as well, the two seeds that are afar off must come together to create one new seed, one new man. Now, the reason why this is so important, those two seeds that are coming together to create this one new man is what we're talking about. That's you and I. So we are coming together, you and I, meaning our outside and our inside, our spirit and our flesh. These two are warring against each other. So what Jesus came preaching was a gospel that brought peace that wasn't available inside the body. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. So in the Gospel of Thomas, it says, Jesus saw the infant suckling. And this is so interesting because a brother shared this with me this morning on Facebook. And it's exactly what I was talking about today. And it was one of those weird moments where it's like, wow, I cannot believe this brother sharing with me the exact same thing that I'm going to be talking about. So the Gospel of Thomas says, Jesus saw two infants being suckled or suckling, two. And then he said unto his disciples, these little ones being suckled are like those who enter in the kingdom. So now remember, we're talking from the Gospel of Thomas. It's ancient text. It's not kind of our book, but again, it has a lot of kingdom keys, kingdom principles that I'm going to be discussing this year. So there was two, and Jesus said, hey, these two babies, they're both drinking milk. The kingdom of God is just like this. Verse 3, they said unto him, then will we enter the kingdom as little ones? They're saying, okay, Jesus is talking about two little infants who are suckling, and he said to his disciples, these little ones who are being suckled are just like those who are entering in the kingdom. Now, the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom. So the Bible says the exact same thing that the Gospel of Thomas says. It just says it in a different way. So Jesus said in verse 3, they said to him, then will we enter into the kingdom as a little one? Verse 4, Jesus said unto them, when you make the two into one, and when you make the inside like the outside, and the outside like the inside, and the above like the below, as above, so below, yin and yang, polarity. Jesus is doing away with polarity. He's doing away with good and evil. He's doing away with people who say, It's the things that I do that makes me worthy, Brother Will. I'm a tither and you're not. I'm going to heaven, you're not. Brother, I go to church every Sunday, you don't. Oh, you know, brother, you know, I got a job and you don't. Oh, I can say 15 Hail Marys, brother. Brother, I can quote all of the, you know, all of the books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Can you? It's this haughtiness that comes from doing stuff. Oh, I can speak in tongues, brother. You can't speak in tongues? Oh, you haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost, brother? Blasphemy. So it's like you're a leper because people place emphasis on shitness they do. But the Bible says your righteousness is as a filthy rag. So it's not about what you do. Okay, but Will, what is it about? Jesus says, when you can make these two into one, verse 5 says, when you can make the male and the female into a single one, so that the male will not be male and the female will not be female. Verse 6, and when you make eyes instead of an eye, again, single eye instead of two eyes, single individual instead of twos. How do you see the world, brothers and sisters? Do you see one tree, but it has two fruit on it? If you do that, you're not eligible for the kingdom. That's what Jesus was saying. Do you see yin and yang? Are you still bipolar? If you are bipolar, like I was, you can't enter the kingdom because you got two. It's not until the two seeds that are far off, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, that talks about the exact same thing that the Gospel of Thomas is talking about. The Gospel of Thomas just goes into more meat. And then it says, and then when you make, you know, the two eyes into one, and a hand instead of a hand, and a foot instead of a foot, and an image instead of an image. Verse 7, then you will enter the kingdom. Notice how you get in. You get into the kingdom when you do away with two things, law, prophet, and you can see one thing, kingdom, you're eligible. But see, that's tough, Brother Will, because, you know, we like the law. We like the prophets. Yeah, I like the law or the prophets too. But you can't pay the light bill with the law or the prophets. But you can pay the light bill with kingdom principles. How do I know? That's how I pay my light bill. Now, the kingdom has a king. The king has a father. The father is the patar. The patar is the generator. Therefore, you should be a generator. Now, a generator is something that sends out or emits a frequency. That means you're always giving. That means you're always producing. That means you're always creating. So if you got a money problem, you should create something that solves it. If you got a health problem, you should create something that solves it. If you got a wisdom problem, you should create your creator. God is the prime creator. He's the prime source. Some people actually call him the prime creator. So God is the big G. You're the little G. Now, we just read that. And let me finish the seven keys that let you know you're in the kingdom because you do away with polarity and you operate in singularity. Number one, you're a partaker with Christ, Hebrews 3:14. Number two, you're an heir with God, Romans 8:17. Number three, you're a joint heir with Christ, Romans 8:18. That was number three. Number four, you've been predestined by God, Romans 8:29. That means predetermined. That means you got a destiny. Your destiny was given to you before you were born. That's what I do for a living. I just tell people their destinies. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 29. That's establishing everything this does is establishes, this establishes the kingdom mindset. These are seven things I'll be breaking down in the rest of this year with my members in private classes. So, again, please email me at masterteacher33.com so you can join us to be a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Because, again, I got to prove to you scripturally, I got to prove it scripturally that you are, one, a partaker. That means an associate with Christ. I prove to you that you're an heir of God, Romans 8:17. Once I prove that you're an heir of God, I got to prove to you that you are a joint heir with the Son, Christ. Or with the Messianic office, you are an heir. Now, joint heir, it means that you are the exact same. So whatever Christ got, you got. Air. Now, notice the word air is also inside of the word dunamis, which gives us power, which means inerrant. So inheritance and inherent, which is the sun, is now producing, according to science, co-inherent light. So you got the sun, S-U-N, and the S-O-N, that's giving you or sending out a frequency through the CME. This is cosmology. The physical sun is doing solar flares. Solar flares contain CMEs. CMEs contain neutrinos. Neutrinos are new trainers. Neutrino, new trainer. Neutrino, new trainer. The new trainers are sending out or contain something in it. That something inside of the neutrino is turning on the code X. This is called biophysics or biophotons. These are biological photons or neurological photons. The sun releases photons. They turn into neurophotons. Then they go throughout the body. Then it turns into a biophoton, and it's assimilated by the body, and it turns on the DNA. So that way something innate, that means inside of you, something that's inherent gives you power. This power gives you exousia. Exousia means the authority to make a choice. It means the authority, ability to be lawful. It means the ability to move away from things that are not expedient for you. Dunamis exousia. That's all being done for you by the Father. So that's part of number three. Number four is Romans 8:29. You are predestined. The way we just talked about, you have a destiny. Number five, you are chosen. You are a chosen generation. Number five, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Now, let me say that again. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 is like, that's a theology destroyer. Because works, okay, chosen. Now, again, maybe my definitions are flawed. But 1 Peter 2, 9 says that I am a chosen. The word chosen means electon. In the Greek, it's spelled E-K, E-L-E-L-E-T-O-N, K-T-O-N, electon, or elekgomai, which means to implicate with favor. Implicate with favor. So there's an implication that you got favor. That's what it means. So that means I got implied favor. God has sent favor my way. Chosen people. So number five, God chose me. I didn't choose him. That's the fifth key that establishes the mindset that you got to have, because you got to have three things in the Kingdom Men's Training Center in order for you to enter into the kingdom. The way, the truth, the light. You got to have a king, you got to have the kingdom, and you got to have the keys. That means you got to have the mindset, kingdom language, kingdom lifestyle. And the way that you get the life, the mindset, everything starts with the mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What mind? Mind based upon the Pentateuch, the law? No. Mind based upon the prophets? No. The mind based upon dominion, the king. Because the God in the book of Genesis gave you dominion over five kingdoms. No man is mentioned. It talks about the fish in the air, the birds, creepy crawly things. But nowhere can I find in the Bible where God gave one man dominion over another man. I can't find that. Can you? I can't. If you can find it, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I cannot find where one man has dominion over another man. I cannot find that. So what I am teaching is dominion authority. I'm teaching sonship. I'm teaching kingdom mindset. We're training kings and queens. The word dominion means power and right to govern. You got that right now. You ain't got to go ask the white man, the blue man, the green man. You got that right now. You have rule. You have authority. The word kingdom, other than rule and authority and power, you know the word kingdom means lordship. Lordship. You have lordship. So that's what God established. That is dunamis power. Dunamis exousia. Number six, So we got you, number one, you're a partaker. Number two, you're heir of God. Number three, you're joint heir with Christ. Number four, you're predestined. Number five, you're chosen generation. Number six, you are a royal priest. Where did I get that from? Same verse, 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priest, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession, to proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Like that scripture right there, 1 Peter 2:9, that's all the benefits of the kingdom wrapped up in one verse. So you can get all these seven attributes really from 1 Peter 2:9. Now, you want the other scriptures too, Hebrews 3:14, Romans 8:17, Romans 8:18, Romans 8:29, 1 Peter 2:9, gives us chosen generation was 5, royal priest was 6. We all know that we're a royal priesthood. We talk about that all the time. Well, I'm a royal priest. Hopefully, you will join me in the priesthood. Now, priesthood means the office of the priesthood. Notice it's a messianic office. It's an office. And number seven is a big one. Number seven is you are adopted. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Those are the seven keys to help establish a kingdom mindset. If you can think on those things first, Ephesians chapter 1, 5. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. He predestined us for adoption as sons. See, drop mic, exit stage left. Now, brothers and sisters, if you could maintain that mindset that you are a partaker with Christ, that you're an heir of God, that you're a joint heir with Christ, that you've been predestined by God, that you've been chosen by God, that you've been set aside as a priest, you've been promoted to the priesthood by God, and that you have been adopted as a son by God. If you could maintain that mindset, if you could put that in your brain, then you're going to start talking something. You're going to start speaking the language of light. You're not going to speak the language of darkness, because he took you out of darkness and he's translated you into to his marvelous light, just like Jesus took three disciples with him to the Mount of Olives to witness as they got took out of law and took out of prophet or Old Testament, and they got transferred or translated into the kingdom of marvelous light, the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom is here. That establishes that mindset, establishes a way of talking, that establishes a way of living. That's called the kingdom lifestyle. That's what I'm going to be doing in 2019. And I'm taking as many people that want to go. And we're going to break down all the kingdom principles based upon the kingdom model that was established by the king himself in the Old Testament and the New. And we're going to really, really focus on the fact that in Matthew chapter 5, when it talks about the law and the prophets, and it breaks down what that means for you and I, because we have a lot of people who still teach law and prophet. That's Old Testament. Those are all reference material that was fulfilled in Christ. Yahushua came and he fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, Jesus on the mountain, there was a voice. 2019, we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying what took place on the Mount of Olives, during the transfiguration in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on Matthew chapter 17, verse 5. I just talked about Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, for 10 hours, really, because I did 7 hours, actually more than that, man. I did actually about 12 or 13 hours, and we count the 5-hour intro, and then the 7-hour series, voice-activated DNA. That's what took place in Matthew 17, 5. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understood what I just said again. Let me say it again. Your 12 cranial nerves get frequencies, waves, and vibrations from the constellations. it activates 12 attributes that I gave you inside of your circle. That's called a medicine wheel, or that's called a cosmic wheel. That is also called the Rainbow Warrior by the Hopi Indians, or the Wind Talkers, or even if you go back to the Palladians, they talked about the Wind Talkers. They talked about all Native Americans talk about the Great Spirit. Well, I get the name Big G, the Great Spirit. And all of the Native Americans talk about this prophecy of the Rainbow Warriors. That's kingdom millionaires. That's sons. The father is raising up his sons. And like we just read in the book of Thomas, the two are one. Sons and daughters become one. New man, new woman, womb man, I don't know what you want to call it. What do you call them? Glorified being, saint. We're after the order of the melanated chi of the Zedek. So I'm going to break this down so that way everybody has crystal clear clarity. Why? That gives you confidence. Confidence gives you power. Power gives you authority. And without that authority, when the devil shows up, you're going to be like, well, I don't know, man. You know, maybe you know, what the doctor said is true. You know, maybe I do got 3 months to live. And then you're going to D-Y-E in 3 months. You're not going to D-I-E. You're going to D-Y-E. And then you're going to come back in a different suit. One more time. When he yet spake, behold, while they was talking about building denominations and building, you know, temples and religions in Matthew 17:4, it says, Peter said, Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elias. While he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud. I talked about this. That is called an electron cloud. Something happens when you move electrons, it produces a cloud in physics. I broke that down in the last series. While he was yet talking, a bright cloud, that cloud is really bright. When you do that underneath the microscope, it produces what is called an electron cloud. A bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud. That's cosmology. It's in your Bible. Cosmology overrides theology. Out of a cloud. Now, again, I'm going to break all of this down. All of this down. We're going to break down each word. We're going to break down the word bright. Let me just give you just a little taste. And how much time we got? Ooh, we got time. So the word bright comes from this Greek word that's a theology destroyer as well.
5460. Photainos.
Photainos. It's the word photon and the word neutron together. Photainos. False neutron. Photainos spelled P-H-O-S. And then the word, now a neutron, and neutrinos is N-E-U-T-R-I-N-E-O, I think. This word is T-E-I-N-O-S. Photainos. Photainos. Okay, we're going to break that down. That's going to mess up your theology. But it's going to be a good messing up your theology, because that way it's going to make you eligible for the kingdom. Why? The two got to become one. Excuse me, before you can become a king. That's the definition of the word bright. Now, the word cloud inside the Bible is another word that we've got to break down. Again, we're going to be breaking this down during the millionaire class.
507. Nephele.
Kind of very, very close to the word Nephilim. Nephele and Nephilim. Very close, because the Nephilim, they're from a place called Nibiru, cloud. Another cloud. So the word cloud has to do with the Nephele. We're going to break that down. And then they said the word overshadow. We're going to break that down. Them. And behold a voice. Now this is the word right chill that we're going to break down, this word voice. We've already broken it down before, but we're going to break it down again. So that way you can under, you can over, and you can understand how powerful you are.
5456. Phone.
Spelled P-H-O-N-E. Phone. The English word phone gives us the Greek word phone, which means voice. You got to pick up the phone and call. God is waiting for you to call him. He's on the line. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Remember that old that old song, Jesus on the main line. I remember that one, tell him what you want. Yeah, that's going back a little bit. So that song, brothers, it means tone. It means frequency, wave, vibration. Brothers and sisters, when you know what I know, all of a sudden, you ain't got no problems. Because you know, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom is about dominion. You have it right now, dominion. You got dominion over your finances. The finances don't have dominion over it. You can put money on the man. But remember, it's not about making money. It's not about creating money. It's about having access to money. See, in the kingdom, you got access to the king. And it's going to give you an idea to create. See, in the kingdom, the wealth is common. Health is common. Everybody has good health. There's no such thing as bad health in the kingdom. Everybody's oscillating, vibrating on a high level because the king is over the kingdom. And the kingdom has keys. And so you just get the keys and you open the door to wealth. You open the door to health. You open the door to wisdom. You open the door to toe-curling relationships. Because why? That's just common in the kingdom. This is normal. This is not anything extra. It's just normal. So brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Thank everybody so much. But sticking way past the hour, join him on today's show. As you know, just finished the last series. We started one more series this year that's going to actually deal with the business side of stuff so I can assist some people with establishing so that way they can go into 2019 with their business basics in place as far as selecting name, also selecting what type of a format, whether you're going to do a sole proprietorship or a partnership, a C-S corporation, or LLC, limited liability thing, and then also the accounting. A lot of the clients I've talked to, they are experiencing or have paid a lot in taxes, which is strange to me, when if you're in business, you should be paying zero to, almost very little in taxes. So the structure. So we're going to be breaking down the tax structure, how to structure your enterprise. Because remember, I have a for-profit church. I don't have a non-profit church. See, in the kingdom, there is no such thing as non-profit. See, in the kingdom, there's only assets. There's no liabilities in the kingdom. Everybody produces in the kingdom. It's just a normal, just doing this. We've been taught to consume. So we got to teach. It's a whole new way of thinking. You go into church, and if you say this, and I was trying to say this Sunday and in church, and I just and I talked to the pastor and other pastors as well about why y'all struggling because you're waiting, people don't tithe. Whether they tithe or not is a non-issue. Why? The church is a organization that generates wealth because it has a product, service, and information that benefits other people more than it benefits the church. There's no such thing as a money problem. There's no such thing as a health problem. There's no such thing as a wisdom problem. There's no such thing as a wisdom. So why do problems exist? Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge, a lack of gnosis. So we're going to bring the knowledge. Well, I'm going to bring the knowledge. Why? It's inside the kingdom. Yahushua has already established it. Dr. Miles Monroe has laid the foundation. And I'm just going to take it to the next level. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in the kingdom.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a love. I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. For yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself, you the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours. Do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. It's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself, you the day one, day one. Do it for yourself.